Let us bring in Pat Figano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And there's still a little bit of rain, especially from, I would say, from the Connecticut River Valley eastward because of the storm system off Cape Cod. I'm picking up a little bit of drizzle north of us right now. But for the most part, the rain is over, but not the wind. So we still have the wind to contend with today. And unfortunately, from what I could tell, mainly cloudy skies, maybe a little sun breaking through here and there. I don't even think you want to measure that. 55 to 60, low 40s tonight, cloudy, partly sunny tomorrow, best day of the week, 60. We'll start with sun on Friday. It'll get windy and wet, but I don't think that will happen until the very end of the day. So Friday, for the most part, is a dry day. 50 to 55, periods of rain, windy, 50 Saturday, showers for Halloween, and near 60.
Now, when you say windy for Saturday, right, is that another nor'easter, or is this just a front coming through?
It's not really a nor'easter. It's more or less an occluded kind of a front. And when these fronts sometimes can be worse than nor'easters, the wind ahead of it will be coming on Friday, will be coming out of the east off the ocean, and then on Saturday from the southeast, still from the ocean. And sometimes, even though the storm itself will be back over the Appalachians, we could get some pretty strong winds with it. So I'm pretty confident that on Saturday, you're going to be seeing winds of 15 to 25 with high gusts.
And seeing as it's off the ocean, it'll be a raw wind.
That is correct. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, the wind that started off last night, I'm so glad, once again, I heard that wind come roaring through last night beginning, and I said, I'm so glad those two trees are down. So glad.
Yeah.
Because it was roaring.
I don't know if you're aware of it, but there were winds on in eastern Massachusetts of anywhere from 80 to 88 miles an hour.
What happened? Was that on the Cape?
Yeah, I believe I'm looking to see if I can get it now. I think it was Dennis, which is on the Cape, that reported the strongest wind. But let's see, latest wind gust report. In Connecticut, Hartford had 43. In Mass, 74. This is broken down by county at Deer Island, okay? 76 at Chatham on the Cape, 69 at Hyannis, Nantucket 64, 79 at Woods Hole, 66 at West Island. I'm looking to see, here it is, 87 at Scituate. That's on the Cape, 87 miles per hour, and Dennis had 84.
Yeah, I've got
84.
That is
really incredible.
I've got a broadcast friend, Chris Barnes, who lives on Cape Cod, and he files a bunch of reports for three different radio networks, and it was already windy there yesterday afternoon, and he said they were expecting a wind gust up to 70 miles an hour. So I'll have to look at his Facebook feed today and see what happened there.
Yeah. So it was really strong and gusty, no doubt about it, on the Cape. And right now on the Cape, it's not too bad. Nantucket is reporting rain with a wind gust of 40, and the temperature there is 63. So it's still, they have a high wind warning out until 5 p.m. this afternoon for the Cape.
Now,
I don't know if anybody's going there, but if you are, you better hold on to your hat.
Now, what's the weather for Atlanta, game two tonight in the World Series?
Where are they playing?
Atlanta.
Oh, figures. What do I know? I don't follow baseball. Only when I'm
the Mets,
forecasting for the Mets and the Ducks and the Cyclones. You're right. Atlanta right now is cloudy and 46 degrees. And for tonight, it'll be partly cloudy. There will be rain going into Atlanta, but not until the early morning hours.
Okay.
So tonight will be partly cloudy, and at 8 o'clock, temperature will be about 63, and by 10 o'clock it'll be about 59 with a light breeze.
So it'll be a nice night for game two.
Shouldn't be bad. Yep.
As it's funny because Atlanta won Game One against Houston last night, 6-2. First pitch of the game to an Atlanta batter, boom, home run. first swing for an Atlanta batter, home run. Ended up winning 6-2.
Who are you rooting for?
I don't really care. I mean, I'm glad that that it's Houston and Atlanta. Atlanta hasn't been in the World Series in a while. Houston has been there quite a bit. So I guess if I was going to pick a team, I would pick Atlanta. But you know, it's good not to see the Dodgers and the teams that have the huge payrolls in there all the time. It's good to see small market teams. And I know hard to call Houston a small market, but when you compare it to Los Angeles and Chicago and New York and stuff like that, it is. And of course Atlanta as well, even though Atlanta is a booming city. But anyway, so the World Series continues tonight, and no threats of being bad weather, which is good news. Then it'll move over to Houston, which is an indoor stadium anyways.
Oh, okay, so we don't have to worry about
that. Oh, wait, pardon me. Brian tells me tonight's game's in Houston. Oh, so the weather forecast for Houston, but that doesn't matter because it's a enclosed stadium. So here we go. It doesn't matter.
So it's in Houston. Well, right now they're cloudy in 79, and for tonight they'll be clear. And they'll be dropping to 60, but game time they'll be in the 60s, so not bad there.
Oh, it's an enclosed stadium there anyway. So
where's the following game?
Because I don't care that much about the World Series this year. I'm pretty sure they play two games in Houston, then the next
go to Atlanta.
Sometimes it's three games, and then the final two games would be back in Houston. I'm not sure. But these two games are in Houston. I actually thought they started off in Atlanta. The next games are in Atlanta. So I hope I've managed to confuse people there.
I think you did.
I confused myself, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, and that was it. I mean, I was busy yesterday because of the rain, the watches, the warnings, and all of that stuff. But
how much rain did you wind up with?
Here in the Lower Hudson Valley, 4.5 inches.
Yeah, I think we're here in between 3 and 4 inches, maybe a little more than maybe.
The average rainfall from the Hudson Valley, including the Catskills, down through New Jersey and New York City was 3 to 5 inches.
All right, I think we were in the 3 to 4 inch range here, depending upon where you were.
Yeah, a month's rain in one day. Prior to that, the day before, which was what, Monday, had brought in Shirley to the vet for her annual physical, and thank goodness, maintained weight. They gave her two shots. They gave her the Lepto, and what is it? I think it's called the Borrelia. That's the Lyme disease. Uh-huh. And yesterday, in the morning, she was very lethargic. She would not eat. I didn't like it at all. And I saw her shivering a little bit. I said, you know, I think she's got a little reaction. So I called our vet, and she said she probably does have a little reaction to the shots. She said, I'm leaving now, she says, and I'm on my way home. So on my way home, I will drop off anti-inflammatory, she said, because a lot of times the site of where the vaccine was issued, you know, is causing pain, and that could cause them to be lethargic and shake a little bit. So she gave her the anti-inflammatory. She came to the house, which is just a, you know, great vet. Yeah. By the way, her name is Dr. Pagano.
Dr. Pagano.
Kid you not. Dr. Pagano.
Pagano.
Isn't that something? So right, same name. And within about a half hour after that, she was back to herself. But my question to you, and I know Jill could answer this, I could email Jill. I was told, I mean, I don't want to second guess my vet, but I was told when given Lepto that the Lepto shot should be given independently and nothing should be given with it. Are you familiar with that?
No. Email Jill.
I'll email Jill. Dr. Jill will tell me.
Doctor, you know, it'd be funny if your vet's name was Pasquale, too, the first name.
Oh, goodness, well, it's just she, so I doubt it.
And what's your first name?
Her first name or my first name?
Her first name.
I don't know her first name. All I know is Dr. Pagano. And it's funny because they keep forgetting over at the vet. And whenever I call, I'll say, like to make an appointment with Dr. Pagano. They say, yes. And your name is? I said, Pat Pagano. They said, excuse me? I said, yeah, I have the same name as Dr. Pagano, but we're no relation.
That reminds me, years ago, I was broadcasting from the lobby of the Sharon Hospital. And they have a hospitalist doctor who's a Dr. Marshall. So they had a new person at the desk, and I broadcast near the desk. So she kept tapping me on the shoulder, saying, you have another phone call. So I said, no, it's not for me. It's for Dr. Marshall. I'm Marshall Miles, the broadcaster. He's a doctor. You don't want to put me on the phone dishing out medical advice. That'd be a disaster. Would have been a disaster. All right, I think I'm going to watch Dune this afternoon because it is...
HBO streaming.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to watch it. I think I'll see it.
And you said you did see Super 8, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I love Super 8.
It's a good movie. I'll tell you my thoughts on it. We're running out of time now, but I'm telling you my thoughts on the movie, combining it with something else for next year's movie project and see what you think.
All right. Pat, I want you to have a good day. Don't let the wind blow you away, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.